This material world is even now becoming the arena for conflicting forces. On one side, there will be discord and dismay. On the other side, there will be science and peace. The breaking up of material beliefs may seem to be famine and pestilence, want and woe, sin, sickness, and death, which assume new phases until their nothingness appears. These disturbances will continue until the end of error, when all discord will be swallowed up in spiritual truth. Mortal error will vanish in a moral chemicalization. This mental fermentation has begun and will continue until all errors of belief yield to understanding. Belief is changeable, but spiritual understanding is changeless. As this consummation draws nearer, he who has shaped his course in accordance with divine science will endure to the end. As material knowledge diminishes and spiritual understanding increases, real objects will be apprehended mentally instead of materially. During this final conflict, wicked minds will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. In reality, the more closely error simulates truth and so-called matter resembles its essence, mortal mind, the more impotent error becomes as a belief. According to human belief, the lightning is fierce and the electric current swift. Yet in Christian science, the flight of one and the blow of the other will become harmless. The more destructive matter becomes, the more its nothingness will appear, until matter reaches its mortal zenith in illusion and forever disappears. The nearer a false belief approaches truth without passing the boundary where, having been destroyed by divine love, it ceases to be even an illusion, the riper it becomes for destruction. The more material the belief, the more obvious its error, until divine spirit, supreme in its domain, dominates all matter, and man is found in the likeness of spirit, his original being. The broadest facts array the most falsities against themselves, for they bring error from undercover. It requires courage to utter truth. For the higher truth lifts her voice, the louder will error scream, until its inarticulate sound is forever silenced in oblivion. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. This scripture indicates that all matter will disappear before the supremacy of spirit. Christianity is again demonstrating the life that is truth and the truth that is life by the apostolic work of casting out error and healing the sick. Earth has no repayment for the persecutions which attend a new step in Christianity. But the spiritual recompense of the persecuted is assured in the elevation of existence above mortal discord and in the gift of divine love. The prophet of today beholds in the mental horizon the signs of these times, the reappearance of the Christianity which heals the sick and destroys error, and no other sign shall be given. Body cannot be saved except through mind. The science of Christianity is misinterpreted by a material age, for it is the healing influence of spirit, not spirits, which the material senses cannot comprehend, which can only be spiritually discerned. Creeds, doctrines, and human hypotheses do not express Christian Science, much less can they demonstrate it. Beyond the frail premises of human beliefs, above the loosening grasp of creeds, the demonstration of Christian mind healing stands a revealed and practical science. It is imperious throughout all ages as Christ's revelation of truth, of life, and of love, which remains inviolate for every man to understand and to practice. For centuries, yea, always, natural science has not been considered a part of any religion, Christianity not excepted. Even now, multitudes consider that which they call science has no proper connection with faith and piety. Mystery does not enshroud Christ's teachings, and they are not theoretical and fragmentary, but practical and complete. And being practical and complete, they are not deprived of their essential vitality. The way through which immortality and life are learned is not ecclesiastical, but Christian, not human, but divine, not physical, but metaphysical, not material, but scientifically spiritual. Human philosophy, ethics, and superstition afford no demonstrable divine principle by which mortals can escape from sin. Yet to escape from sin is what the Bible demands. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, says the apostle, and he straightway adds, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Truth has furnished the key to the kingdom, and with this key of Christian Science has opened the door of the human understanding. None may pick the lock nor enter by some other door. The ordinary teachings are material and not spiritual. Christian Science teaches only that which is spiritual and divine and not human. Christian Science is unerring and divine. The human sense of things errs because it is human. Those individuals who adopt theosophy, spiritualism, or hypnotism may possess natures above some others who eschew their false beliefs. Therefore, my contest is not with the individual, but with the false system. I love mankind and shall continue to labor and to endure. The calm, strong currents of true spirituality, the manifestations of which are health, purity, and self-immolation, must deepen human experience until the beliefs of material existence are seen to be a bald imposition. And sin, disease, and death give everlasting place to the scientific demonstration of divine spirit and to God's spiritual perfect man.